12 playwrights come in from out of town, and I'll tell them what we're doing, that there's a local festival composed of 8 theaters of all community playwrights, and oftentimes their jaws are just on the floor, that there's that many theaters, that they're willing to participate, that we have an event like this. Even though it's in its 10th year, it's nothing I ever want to take for granted, the fact that we have something like this in Kalamazoo. It's really unique, and I think it, you know, is a special place.
Steve Pfeffer, you have been involved since day one and are the last man standing with in the 10th year of the Kalamazoo New Play Fest.
Yeah, I think the thing that keeps it energizing is the way in which there's always something new in the festival, and that's true of this year. So we're doing Arts Play, which is exciting because of his long-established career in Kalamazoo theater, but also new is this year on the, I don't know, is it fair to say, the opposite end of the spectrum, we have a high school playwright. So we sought plays this year from students in high school who are writing plays, and we're doing a play by Shelby Alexander. She's a student at Kamsey and also Comstock High School. Her play, Old Friends, which is about the pressures of schoolwork that mount on a high school student, very nicely done. In fact, one of my most positive moments of the festival, because the festival is about rewriting their plays and working their plays. We finished rehearsing on Sunday, and we gave notes, and there she was, like, sitting in the lobby of the theater as I was leaving, doing her rewrite. And by the time I got home, there was a rewrite of her play that she had worked on, which is, you know, really terrific to see her under, you know, getting a handle on the process. Very exciting to see.
So we'll talk a little more about the lead up to the public weekend, which is this weekend. Everyone's invited to see these productions. What is the time and effort required previously?
I know Steve and the committee that selects the plays, they start work back in the summer. I think Theater Kalamazoo puts out a call for plays typically in the spring, and then the deadline's usually June or July. And then Steve and the committee get to work through all the submissions, and that's just kind of the beginning of many months leading right up to.
Then we meet in November, and we pair the plays with these various companies to find good fits for them. And we have a full company meeting because all the shows have to be cast. We have directors. So by January, everybody's in rehearsal. And the point of the festival is to serve the playwright. It's about new play development. So audiences will notice that all the actors have their scripts in hand, and that's so the playwrights can rewrite up until the very moment they go up. And I think they'll be surprised by how fluid the readings still are with the scripts in hand. But everyone's doing work on their plays even up until Thursday or Friday, Bethany, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
You did a rewrite
for sure
today. Bethany has a play this year.
It won't be the last, I think. So,
Steve, do you have a tingle or a sensation or like something where you, when you're reading something brand new to you, where you get that sense, oh, this has something?
That really is what we're looking for. You know, these are the plays. This is playwrights imagine this is not the last resting spot for these plays. The idea is to develop them, and they'll move on to someplace else. You know, they'll get submitted to different places. We've already seen with 3 of these plays, they've been recognized regionally or nationally. 3 of the plays have been recognized by the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival.
These 2019 plays?
Yeah. They've already had workshops or development with the Kennedy Center, Miss Julie by Amber Palmer, Sunsets and Shadows by Tucker Rafferty, and The Special Friend by Dawn Richburg. So these plays are, you know, that's the goal of the festival, to keep moving the plays. But I think one of the things that happens for me is I'm always struck by how I'm able to ask better and more specific questions as the stories of the plays become clear, as the work on them develops and gets more specific. And I'm excited by what I feel like the questions the plays are asking of me, how that gets sharpened and honed. So I was watching 2 plays last night, plays I know really well, and to be able to hear lines that I felt like, oh, I never heard that before, or in that way made me, you know, really feel differently about the work, or I understand it at a different level. And that process of the work is really exciting to me and stays exciting.
And that's a sensation we can all get.
Well, that's part of the festival. I mean, the audience will be able to ask questions of the playwrights at the talk back about their process and try to understand what playwrights think about and what these particular playwrights were thinking about as they develop their work, as they see it unfold.
The full list of plays and playwrights and production companies is at the website theaterkalamazoo.com, and just click on New Play Fest, and you'll find the full rundown of plays, or just stick around and listen to our continued discussion with Steve Pfeffer and Bethany Gibson. Time now for some personal questions for you, Bethany. I think it's safe to tell listeners that in your day job, you are very theater adjacent. Like, you're really right in it in the Miller Auditorium office, where the shows that come through Miller have been through this process, I guess. But it seems like a far remove from, you know, the very beginnings of a play. they've been workshopped to death almost, you know, to get to the national touring company kind of situation.
Yes, as I was walking here, I was walking by the Riverdance load-in trucks, different sort of show. But but yeah, I think they've got that all, you know, choreographed to every little tippity-tap.
Yes, they do.
But yeah, and we had Les Miserables, and it's a different, that's more like, different experience. So, but I am very fortunate to be where I am in Kalamazoo, where I think we have such a wide and varied theater community, especially, you know, for a city of our size, that we have so many opportunities to offer, you know, people at all levels and all different aspects of theater.
Now tell us about your play, Dream.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I need to do like a spoiler alert, but you can kind of tell from the title. Essentially, it's somebody who kind of walks into somebody else's experience, perhaps dream, we'll say. I'm not the best pitcher here, but anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Your job is marketing.
Yeah, I'm better at selling other people's
things.
I know,
I know. I get this. I really do.
Yes.
Dream Girl is the name of the play, and it will be produced by a Kindleberger Arts Commission.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think so far? Is it surprising you in any ways?
No, I always really appreciate it, because you can write the play and it's a very kind of solitary experience. You know, you're at your laptop, and just, you know, from where you start sitting on your laptop by yourself to being a part of this process where you're working with your director. I've got Ken Holda, a wonderful director with Kindleberger, and my two cast members, Alyssa and Jordan, who are also very, you know, they've been in a lot of local productions, and just their you know, expertise and their knowledge that they've brought to it has really helped it. There's a lot of things where until you like kind of hear it and see it, you kind of don't have, and you know, then you're like, oh, well, that clearly needs to change, you know, that you can't perhaps, I've always appreciated that being in workshops over the years, but even more so when you see it, you know, on stage, you know, it just really informs kind of the choices that you're making to see it and to get that feedback. And it's a really collaborative process. I have been, there's, you know, some lines occasionally I'm like, oh, I like how you did it better. Let's do that. You know, that's definitely
when it
definitely
changes in the actor's mouth.
It's like, this is supposed to be this and it was this, but yours is better. So
wow.
That definitely happens. So you know, it's really an invaluable experience. And of course, the input of Steve and Kevin Dodd, who's the, gosh, what's Kevin's title?
He's the producer.
He's the producer. Yeah. He does a lot of things. So it's hard to like, what's one word to define all Kevin's roles? but yes, their feedback is also really important. And yeah, it's just great to be part of this process and to kind of learn and grow from it. I kind of hesitate to count what number draft I'm on. I don't.
Right.
It's up there. And it may not, probably won't be the last either. But that's, again, part of the process and part of what makes it, you know, so unique and special experience to be involved in.
When did you write your first play?
Oh, gosh.
Was it an assignment or just something you wanted to do?
I think I was one of those people when I would write stories, you know, in even high school, they would mostly be dialogue. That was like always the fun part for me. So I think eventually when I came to Western, I was an English major, I found Arnie Johnston's playwriting workshop and just kind of hung around and did not leave. So that's, yeah. So probably officially a play, probably not until I came to Western, but yes.
Steve, I just wondered if you had any remarks about Bethany's work or the work of your MFA students?
Bethany's a fabulously funny writer, terrifically funny. And I think part of what I'm struck by with Dream Girls as watching it last night is the levels of comedic attack. It's both physically really funny. There's like some great sight gags, but there's also super, you know, really witty lines that I think are terrific. I think I'm struck by the range of plays this year. So we have terrific comedies about relationships like Dream Girl that Bethany wrote. We also have more kind of harrowing, powerful plays. Miss Julie by Amber Palmer, who's one of my MFA students. That play was, a regional finalist for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. In that play, it's about two high school girls who are in a relationship, and they, at their heart, had wished they had gone to prom together. And the play takes its title from obscure avant-garde play by August Strindberg at the turn of last century, a really kind of misogynistic tale. And Amber really powerfully writes back to this 100-some-year-old play. The women in the play discover they have, I won't, again, spoiler alert, an odd relationship to that play that informs their relationship. And it's really quite beautiful and really quite harrowing. And that, I think that is a really special piece. Tucker Rafferty's play, that's a play that I give, you know, my co-producer Kevin Dodd a lot of credit. We were going to pair with the Radio Theater this year, All Ears. And Kevin had the idea that this play would make a terrific radio play. It's a play called Sunset in Shadows, which is also a really unique story about, again, I don't think this is too much of a spoiler, it's the jump of the play, but about a man who's really struggling in his life and he loses his shadow. And it's about his struggle to get his shadow back. And it's funny because a theater in Chicago had a playwriting contest where a play had to work as both a podcast and as a theatrical piece. And you can imagine how difficult that is. But I've seen Tucker's play on stage. Again, his play was a national semifinalist for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. And so I've seen it on stage work as a theater piece. And then to hear it now as a radio play, which he did an adaptation specifically for this, it's also effective in sort of the theater of one's mind, particularly a play that involves this kind of broad imaginative leap where a shadow kind of confronts the person who lost it.
Once again, the 10th annual Theater Kalamazoo New Play Fest will present 8 different new plays on Saturday and Sunday. The full lineup is at theaterkalamazoo.com. And it's extraordinary that it also brings together 8 different production companies, from Miller Auditorium to Queer Theater Kalamazoo, Kindleberger Arts, and Face Off Theater. Face Off will be producing The Special Friend by Don Richburg, who you also have worked with.
Yeah, Don's one of my new MFA students in our graduate playwriting workshop. And this is a play set in the Clinton era, and it's about a woman who appears, who's at her mother's funeral, and it's about how her partner wants to be recognized in the program for the funeral. And it's a wonderfully subtle, dramatic piece that shows how impactful language is by calling a person one thing versus calling a person another thing. The drama sort of hinges on that, like, just choice of words, and it's extremely effectively done. And again, also, Dawn's won an award for that play through the Kennedy Center, so she's terrifically talented.
Wow. We got awfully lucky this year.
I feel like we're lucky every year.
It's that's a great fantastic. And I think from Dawn's bio, I'm getting the sense that she spent some time in professional life teaching and came back to school. Mm-hmm. So she's bringing a life experience to this play and her work.
Yeah, like I said, there's, you know, veteran playwrights that people will associate with the festival. Amber's had 3 plays in. I think Tucker's had a few plays in. And then playwrights we've never had before doing new work, like Shelby, but also Emma, I think, and Rebecca from K College. I'm not sure we've done there.
I don't believe so. Yeah. I think they were cast members. Honestly, you know, being part of the festival as actors, they're like, hey, this is a really cool opportunity. I should try to write something. And here we are.
Right. So another new thing with the festival, if people are interested in exploring the process of playwriting, while we have local partners and regional partners in terms of Theater Kalamazoo New Play Festival, I'm the Michigan ambassador of the Dramatists Guild of America. And this year we're partnering with the Guild and we're having a playwrights meet and greet. It's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Epic Center. And if playwrights in town, you don't have to be a member of the Guild to go, but if any playwrights in town want to come, people can share like a 5-minute scene or just talk and meet different playwrights. So that's a new addition to the festival that the Guild is participating and allowing playwrights to just come together and chat and share what we're all working on at that time.
All events are free of charge, and this Dramatists Guild of America playwriting workshop and gathering is at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And full details, as I said, theaterkalamazoo.com. I do want to ask what it's like. How does it work for the audience? Do you show up at the first showing at 2 o'clock, and what should you expect from there? One, two, three play? What? How does that work?
We do. You know, you can kind of come to all of them if you want. yes, if you join us for a show, just to, you know, get there probably at least a few minutes in advance, and you'll be in the seating area. And then each set of plays, we have two different sets of plays, and each will have two readings. Script in hand readings, and they'll run continuously. So you'll see plays 1, 2, 3, and 4 in each set. And
they're all short plays. So, yeah. Each of the series or sequences is probably between 45 minutes and 60 minutes. So I think the majority of them it's a genre, are 10-minute plays. And then we have two one-act plays. So when you go, if you go to the 2 o'clock set, you'll see, 45, 50 minutes. They run continuously. And then again, you'll be part of the action that you can ask questions afterwards of the playwrights. There's a talk back.
I'm with Bethany Gibson and Steve Pfeffer, and we're talking about the new Playfest, which is this weekend downtown at the Epic Center. The plays will be staged in the Judy K. Jolliffe Theater, which is on the second level of the Epic Center. And you've been working toward this for many months, ever since the plays were narrowed down last summer. Mm-hmm. And now you're working with 8 different production companies, a whole set of actors. Who's directing?
We have 8 different directors, And we have a talented, Savannah and Rachel's titles. There are
designer and stage manager,
and we have 3 crew members as well. So it's really a team effort. A lot of people work together to make this happen. And, the Arts Council also helps. And, we're using their space, and so many different organizations in Kalamazoo kind of work together and make this happen for 10 years now.
Yeah. And the directors are associated with the theater. So the in a sense, the theaters provide their directors or bring in directors to work with them, or directors who've worked with them in the past.
Mm. We should mention that there may be themes or language in some of these plays that's maybe not appropriate for kids under 12.
I would agree with that.
So
might have some interesting conversations, but that's good. Open up dialogue.
Just wanted to say that at least once. Mature content is something you can expect with some of these plays.
Right. The playwrights have not been afraid to grapple with the issues of the day, and that's also what makes the work exciting.
Mm-hmm. Some of the highlights that you've already touched on so far, Steve and Bethany, include a play called Old Friends by a high school-aged playwright named Shelby Alexander, Don Richburg's The Special Friend, which will be produced by Face Off, Bethany's own Dream Girl, which is produced by Kindleberger Arts Commission, Miss Julie, you talked about, your student, mm-hmm. Amber Palmer, a very successful local playwright from Queer Theater Kalamazoo. And I think there's just a couple more to mention. Here's a title, Harold and Taco.
Yeah, Harold and Taco is a very great conceit for a comedy. It's about, be careful of spoiler, but it's about a couple who's broken up, and the question, dramatic question, is whether they'll sort of come back together around the fact that 2 hamsters that they had when they were a couple will be found or not found. And it's a really simple, conceit for a metaphor for relationship about, as they refer to in the play, about being pet parents. And so the comedic action revolves really nicely around that play. Record is a play that I've been really, that's by Rebecca Chan. Harold and Taco is by Emma Ferguson. They're both K College playwrights. But Record has been a really exciting play to watch develop. It's really about memory and how we remember and what are the limits of memory. And it's about a character struggling with her own memory that's trying to keep track of everything. in these journals and notebooks and about what are the implications of if you could choose to forget or remember certain things from your life, like would you or what do you choose to hold on to? And watching that story develop, that's one of the plays to see that story sharpen, because it's not an easy concept. And they've done a terrific job between director and actor and playwright, making that story clear and subtle and really quite moving by the end. I was really affected by that when watching the run through the other day.
This is an undergraduate-aged playwright, Rebecca Chan, and it'll be produced by WMU Theater. Mm-hmm. Then there's Anything to Give by Danielle Kropfeld, produced by Center Stage Theater.
That's like, it's funny when you know a person. So I've known Danielle. I've worked with her as an actor. I've worked with her as someone working on our Activate Play Festival. And so sometimes we see plays. Like I don't know who's submitting the plays. I try not to be for, fairness reasons. I'm not really involved in the submit, in reading the submissions, I know so many of the plays. But when I saw it was Danielle's play, I was really excited because I know her as a terrific actor. I've known work with her on the festival as an administrator. And this is a play about like a brother and sister who are struggling to come back together through this very offbeat conduit who seems to kind of have entered their life. He tries to provide this blueprint for them to come back together. And all the characters are wonderfully offbeat. The dialogue is really surprising. The way they even use a very familiar location of a coffee shop, you feel like you're looking at places and people that in a way that you hadn't done before. And that play really does what I think the best short plays do, which many of these do, but that one stands out in a way that it's like you see how in 20 minutes you can learn so much about these people's lives. Like in that case, their long family history, it's really funny. But you get like great knowledge into all the characters in that play in like 20 minutes.
Do short plays as short plays have a life? Can they just exist as is?
It's really strong genre right now that there's festivals of 10-minute plays, awards for 10-minute plays. Theaters are doing them. They're having evenings related. There's national awards, national programs. It's become quite a successful and popular genre. I'm really glad to see it. And I think you also see these are not like sketches or skits. These are plays with beginnings, middles, and ends, and substantial characters, powerful themes. Great hilarity. So yeah, the Kennedy Center, which fosters, say, American college playwrights, gets close to 1,000-some plays every year, and they move on to different things, the winners. So yeah, it's quite a significant genre right now.
That's wonderful.
It's difficult. I think we had a playwright come talk to my students, and he said something like, it's not a playwright, I should say this, I'm particularly fond, but he said, I like short plays because you could get away with anything. And I was thinking, that's not true at all. A true master of the short play came in a little bit after he came in. This playwright, Edward Allan Baker, is like considered just a master of short plays. And with his work, it's the opposite. You can't get away with anything because you have so little to work with. Everything has to mean or matter, And in the best short plays, like so many of the ones we'll see, everything means, everything matters. When playwrights are working at rehearsal, even, up a couple days before we go, it's because they're honing and they're tightening and they're, what are we seeing visually that we don't need a line about, those kind of things. So that kind of craft it's so difficult.
Speaking passionately about short plays here is Dr. Steve Pfeffer. And we're also with playwright Bethany Gibson. The 10th Annual Theater Kalamazoo New Play Fest is this weekend. Events are Saturday and Sunday. And you're also including an encouragement for Romance Guaranteed, which is by local playwright Art Nemitz. The Kalamazoo Civic is staging that. And there will be multiple performances. The show actually opens on Friday. And it is currently sold out. But
yes, but more performances. Yeah, Kevin, our producer, kind of found a theme in addition with Art's Romance Guaranteed, an unlikely couple, that they open on Valentine's Day, he kind of has the plays in two sets, Encounters and Relationships. So we're very Valentine's weekend appropriate.
Yes. please check out the website, theaterkalamazoo.com, for full details and what times to arrive. You can see one or all of these productions, I would expect, knowing myself, I sit down for one, I'm going to want to stay through
all
the whole time. I think we're near the end of our preview of the Theater Kalamazoo's new Playfest, and I guess I'll just open it up for any final thoughts, anything we may have missed.
I think if people have been, I feel like, you know, you're going to really enjoy this new work this year. It's funny and surprising. And if people haven't been, I really hope that they'll take advantage of this great Kalamazoo event, things really unique to Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just having seen, I've been fortunate to see everything once. It's just such a wide, you know, breadth of variety and just so many different experiences that you'll see all in one place by so many different, you know, directors, playwrights, producers. It's, you know, it's amazing, and I'm happy to be taking part in it this year.
Well, one person who could very much have used workshops and advice and lots and lots of feedback was a composer named Gustav Holst, a great composer. He wrote The Planets, but he also thought of himself a bit as a dramaturge. Is that the word? And yes, we have some music from his play called The Perfect Fool. And
I would say that about sums it up for life in the theater. I think you got that right.
Yeah. You never see this as a play, but you do get to hear some of this music. We'll go out with music from The Perfect Fool by Gustav Holst. And a reminder that the new Playfest presented by Theater Kalamazoo, which brings together brings together theater companies, actors, playwrights, and so much more, is this weekend only at the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Bethany. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. We'll be right back.